You are listening to the 2 and 3 year old training. This is Anna, and I will be doing your training today. And this training is for both leaders and assistants in the 2 and 3 year old class. If you are a leader of this class, you will be leading through all of these different activities. And you will be a true preschool teacher. We hope that this training is super informative for you and helpful as you listen and learn. If you are an assistant, this lesson, this training is just as important for you because everything that your leader will be leading, you will be assisting in. You will be coming alongside them and helping this lesson plan move forward. So, if you look to the right of this audio recording, you will find a PDF that goes with this training, and it is a lesson plan for the 2 and 3 year old class on February 2nd, 2025. So we're gonna go through a full Sunday service so that you know exactly what to expect when you serve on Sunday. So the very first page here is the title page. And on here, you'll see the date is February 2nd. You'll see the age group that you're teaching, 2 and 3 year olds, and you'll see the title, what they're actually learning for the day. So for this particular lesson, we are learning about when Jesus was arrested. And the scripture for that is found in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22. Sorry. And our memory verse right now is Hebrews 4 through 15. And then you'll see something called the big picture question. Basically, this is the main theme for the unit that we're currently in. So this unit is, how is Jesus the perfect priest? Jesus gave his life as the perfect sacrifice for sin. So that is how he is the perfect priest. So all of our lessons are going to kind of point to that, but we won't really dig deep into this particular topic until the very last lesson of this unit. So, following that is a picture of our lesson for the day. Our curriculum has really beautiful artwork, so I hope you always enjoy those pictures. I sure do. And then under that is our schedule for a Sunday. We have first service schedule and we have second service schedule. And this schedule always stays the same unless otherwise noted. No matter what type of event we're doing, whether it's a Sunday or even like a weeknight, we usually try to follow this type of schedule because we find it's pretty effective for our preschoolers here at Reality. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a Sunday, and it's going to go through this schedule, and everything in the schedule is on the following pages written out very clearly. So we're going to go through that together. The first thing you want to know is check-ins starts for kids to get their name tags 15 minutes before service starts, which means you will need to be in class 15 minutes before a service. That is when your volunteer time starts. So when you arrive into the classroom, you should have your shirt on, you should have your name tag on. And for this particular class, the first thing you're going to want to do is set up your technology. So this is a media driven, curriculum. So what you want to do is turn on your TV using the remote. You're going to turn on the iPad. You have an iPad in your classroom, and the passcode for that iPad is 1954, which if you remember is the address at Goodyear. And then you are going to mirror what is on the iPad up into the TV. So whatever you see on the iPad, you'll see on the TV. How you do that is using your finger, you're going to swipe from the top right corner diagonally to the center of the screen. You're just like a little swipe to the corner diagonally. And this little menu option is going to pop up of a handful of different things. And you're going to select screen mirroring. So again, what is on the iPad will be on the TV. And then you're going to select the classroom that you're in. This lesson says 3 and 4 year old room, but I think it actually says 2 and 3 year old room. And then on the iPad, you can then like kind of X out of there, like go out of there, tap out of it. And you're going to select the app Google Slides. and you're going to find the current lesson. They are all dated. So it'll say like February 2nd, 2025 preschool lesson plan and or preschool slideshow. And that will be your slideshow for the day. I do all of that stuff for you in advance. So that slideshow should be ready for you when you arrive. And then you're going to select in that slideshow. You'll see it when you get there. You're going to select present to external display. And then the slides for the lesson should now clearly be seen on the TV. On the iPad, you just select next to move from one slide to the next. You might also need to push play for each individual video. So in the slideshow will be your lesson video as well as your worship songs and your memory verse song. Okay, so that was a lot of information. Sorry about that. You'll really get to know and understand it when you actually arrive to class and do it. And these instructions are always going to be in your lesson plan. If you need help, you can ask me or Karina or whoever is coordinating, and we'll be happy to help you give you more hands-on training to set up the technology. Basically, we're getting the iPad and the TV ready to present the lesson. Okay, so then you arrive, you set up your technology, it's working, yay. Kids are starting to arrive. So what is happening is check-ins and playtime are happening. So as families are getting checked in, welcome families and receive the kids as they arrive. Don't just like stand on the other side of the room and say, hi, just check in your kid and put them on the other side of the fence. We want somebody at the check-ins counter to make eye contact and recognize and say their name and introduce themselves so that the kids are received and not just merely dropped off. Remind the parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. And so for the safety of their child, we must see the security label they were given at check-in. We need it at pickup. So they will not be able to pick up their kid until we verify that they are the parent. And that security label is how we verify. So tell them they need to keep it and to make sure they have it on them, or whoever is picking them up has it on them during pickup. And if their child needs them before the service ends, so say they get injured or they're crying or whatever, we will text them. And so they need to keep their phone out and on silent in case we need to contact them during the service. And so while the kids are getting checked in and you're receiving them so well, the kids have free time. There are so many fun toys for them to play in there, activities to do. There's like a Montessori climbing set. There's all these toy dinosaurs and books and coloring and dollhouse, and it's really fun. So they get to play so they can connect with each other and with their leaders, and they feel safe and seen. So after check-ins has begun, 15 minutes into the service, we are now going to all come together for snack. So what you're going to do is you're going to have the kids sit around the tables, and you're going to pass out a cup of Goldfish crackers, or Chex if their kids are dairy-free or gluten-free. So crackers or Chex, a cup of water, and a napkin to each child. Then you are going to encourage them to not eat until after you have prayed. You're welcome to invite a child to pray. I love preschool prayers. They're so cute. So they probably will want to pray, and multiples of them will probably want to pray. Go for it. And then you guys get to enjoy snack for a few minutes. Then after snack, we do something called circle time. And this is their lesson for the day. So if you are the leader of this class, you are leading this time. You are the teacher and the worship leader and the discussion leader and all of that. Excuse me. If you want to delegate one of these things to a capable volunteer, you are welcome to do that to an assistant. So for instance, if there's an assistant who wants to lead the worship, they are welcome to, but you are the one who's delegating that to them. Otherwise, you're responsible for it. So you're going to gather all together after snack. You're going to sit on the carpet, and you are going to do our welcome song, which is called Who Came to Church Today? And this is a song to help every kid feel seen and loved. And it goes like this. Please mind my singing voice. It goes, who came to church today? Church today, church today. Who came to church today? What's your name? So you sing that song, and you can like hit your lap and then clap your hands on beat. So it goes, Who came to church today? Church today, church today. Who came to church today? What's your name? And when you say, what's your name, you're going to point to a child. And they're going to say their name. And then everyone greets them by saying, hi, so-and-so. So if you say, what's your name? And you point to a kid and they say, my name is Adam. Everybody say, you would then say, okay, say hi to Adam. Hi, Adam. And then you wave and then he feels so seen and special and he blushes and it's cute. And then you move on to the next kid. And you keep doing that until all the names have been shared, including your name and all of your assistants' names. So that's how we start the time. And then we are going to go into the story. So for 2 minutes, very briefly, we're going to open up in prayer and hold up the Bible and say that today's story is found in the Bible and the things in the Bible are always true. And so today our story is when Jesus was arrested. And then let's watch the video. And then you guys are going to watch the video. So you would use your technology to push play and the kids will get to watch their video. And then once they're done watching the video, you're going to be like, hey, let's retell the story. And with your cart, you have, which is where all of your supplies are at. I didn't say that at the beginning, you have a cart with all your supplies in it. There will be some story images. On one side is the image and on the other side is a page number, so you know what order to do them in, and a brief description of what's on that page. So one side will have a picture and you will read the back side while you're holding up the picture to help review the story. If you want to get creative with this time and expand on this even more, go for it. But it really, like, everything that's provided really does suffice to help teach the story to the kids. And it's like pictures and it's engaging and they can hold the pictures and there's ways to do it to help capture their attention. So you're going to retell the story using those prompts. And then at the very end of it, you're going to ask 3 questions. And this does not have to be long because they are 2 and 3 years old, so they're not going to go deep, but they get to think about it and they get to practice this time. The 3 questions for this week are, what did you like about today's story? 2nd is, what did we learn about God? Those 2 stories will always be the same. What did you like? And what did we learn about God? So we could say for this one, like, oh, we liked that Jesus prayed in the garden. But what we learned is that Jesus is God and he is getting arrested so that he will die on the cross for our sins. You know, something very simple. That probably wasn't very simple right now, but you get it. And then finally, there will be sort of like a review question this week is, which disciple betrayed Jesus? And of course, that's Judas. Finally, you will then do a memory verse song and 2 worship songs. The worship songs are the same 6 worship songs that you'll only have 2 worship songs, but there are 6 total that we ever do in this class. And I very rarely trade them out. So over time, you'll become very familiar with them. But as you are learning how to lead this class and getting used to it, it would be really good for you to practice these songs in advance and prepare to lead these songs with hand motions that are in the video that you can see in your, where the lesson plans are found. You can also look at your slideshow and watch the videos so you can learn the songs in advance. So that is circle time. Once you're done singing and dancing to the songs, you guys will then go back to the tables where you had snack and you will do your craft. So this particular week, it's really simple. It's a Jesus in the Garden story wheel. So it's a story wheel that tells each next part of the story. They will probably be pre-assembled for you guys and the kids will be responsible for coloring it. And so they get to take as long or as little as they need to color it. Finally, the last thing will be playtime until pickup. So the kids will get to play with all of their toys once again. Oh, I'm sorry. The next thing is an activity. I missed that part. The kids in your classroom, you have a whole bunch of in your cabinets under your check-ins counter. There is a whole bunch of fun optional activities for the kids to do if you need more things to fill your time. So we have Play-Doh in there. We have finger paints. We have balloons. We might have bubbles. And we have dot paints. And so you can do these activities or do one or two of them to fill your time if you guys powered through your lesson really quickly. Finally, when you are about a few minutes till the end of service, the kids can then go back to having free play. And they play until their parents come to pick them up. When parents arrive, as kids are getting picked up, have the parents check each security label. Whether you know them or you don't know them, you want to look at the parent's security label and compare it to the kid's name tag to make sure that their alphanumerical number matches up. If it doesn't, just be like, oh, I think you have the wrong security label. That's never happened. But if they lost their label, come find the coordinator who will help verify that they are the guardian. More on that if you want a review on like how to do checkout really well and properly, you can refer back to our policies and procedures training. And then finally, send each kid home with an activity page, whether they've already colored on one or not. Show the parents that there are activities that they can do with their kids during the week. Show that they can, what the kids learned. So when parents go home, we're partnering with them by sharing with them what they just learned. And they can continue supplementing that at home if they choose to do so. But the least we can do is pass off that activity page as a good starting point. So that is it. That is how you do a lesson on a Sunday. Please stay until the last kid has been picked up and your entire classroom has been cleaned up. So you can expect to stay about 15 more minutes after the service actually ends. So thank you so much for listening to our 2 and 3-year-old training. This was a lot of information, but you hung in there and you've learned a lot. But if you do have any more questions, comments, or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, Anna, and I would be happy to answer any and all of your questions you have. Thank you so much.